Hello and welcome to Hot or Not, the best segment on the Funny Business Podcast. I'm Locke.
I'm Rob, and good stuff. It's Friday. How's your week been?
It's been short but long. I don't know. It feels like every other week, like it just goes, obviously it goes for the same amount of time, but it feels a little bit longer.
I do feel like this year's flying. Middle of Feb, Friday, another week gone. I can't believe it's middle of Feb. Honestly, like it's just, I said, like, let's warm into this year. It's just moving.
It's moving. Soon it'll be March, then it'll be April,
yeah, I know,
and then May.
Life just goes on, doesn't it?
It does. I just remember when I was like 17, 16, just...
What, thinking you had plenty of life left ahead of you and now...
A little bit. You just think you're going to be that age forever. You know, you feel like you're just going to be this youthful, energetic, like just really super optimistic person.
And now what are you?
Just jaded and 32. I hate everything. I hate everyone.
You're all right. No, pep in your step, mate, today. We've got a good list. People sent in their suggestions this week. We had a big guest for the pod this week, Connor Archbold.
Took a while to get the great man on. This is like a year and a half in the making.
Tracksuit have been in the news. I reckon we've seen them in the headlines for at least 18 months. Doing cool things.
On LinkedIn, yeah.
And we've been stalking and get to actually...
Literally stalking all their employees.
Understand how it actually works and what they do. And
yeah.
And we talk about brand. You know, one of your favourite topics for your whole life. You know, you love brand.
Well, it's all I got. You know, there's math people. There's like English people. There's all these other different types of people. I'm just brand. Brand's easy. It's authentic. Just be yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty easy.
How do you be yourself?
Just don't think too much about it. Just do you.
Yeah.
Whatever you like, lean into it.
Is that right?
I don't know.
Leopard pants.
I've seen
leopard pants and Hole Proof Explorer socks.
Well, I was doing that shit fucking 15 years ago. Let's be real. And
you invented rolled up jeans in Australia, didn't you?
The rolled up chinos, yeah. And then everyone sort of started following suit. Nah, but I did take some inspiration from a band called The Drums back in the day. They used to wear them up like that. And then I bought it here, I reckon. I was the first one. Everyone was sort of giving me looks and then everyone started wearing them.
Like, that's crazy. You truly believe that?
Maybe Victoria. Definitely Victoria.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I still think that's insane that you believe that.
That I believe that.
That you personally believe.
Well, I am insane, so it makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
You know what doesn't make sense? My golf game at the moment. It's gone. I got into it and I started off bad and then you get better each time and now I've gone the other way. I've gone bad again. Real bad. And I'm blaming equipment. It's really me.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's a mental game, golf.
It is.
It's a mental game.
And it is.
We watched you implode mentally.
Well, I play like... I can play a couple of ripper shots and then how do I putt for eagle and get a par?
Yeah. No.
You know?
I think you actually got a bogey.
That was one of them. There's like three or four examples.
Putt for a birdie and got a double bogey.
I think yesterday I putted for like three or four birdies and I parted or bogeyed it. Nothing better. That's crap.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And the thing is, I used to be a good putter.
You're walking off ahead too. You could just see it. You could see what, like... You were obviously having a bit of internal dialogue going on inside the brain. But
my approach shots were crazy good.
That's what I mean.
Like really, really good.
We could really tell that like everyone was there. I wasn't playing, I still got a sore knee. So watching everyone sort of like their own personal mannerisms walking around, how they were playing their own internal game. And you were right in it until you weren't.
I should have won really. And then I just let it slip. I hit three in the water in a row, then one off the tee, and then one in the water again. So... In five shots, I got four in the water. And that's two strokes.
We did watch you hit the ball to like three shots in a row.
Yeah, in the water.
In the water. It was...
I don't even know what I was thinking for the last one. I was like, oh, the hole's there. I'm just going to go for it.
It was just a melt.
It was a brain melt.
What
the fuck am I doing?
It was a brain melt. Anyway.
It's hard because I pride myself on my ability to keep pretty composed.
Yeah.
And I felt composed. It wasn't like I was really losing. I was just like, you're kidding, are you?
It just cracked, started to show.
Well, sometimes you can really think you're in a good mindset and it just doesn't work out.
It's like anything though. You know, sometimes you make weird decisions or you have a meeting or you do something on a video call and you think, fuck, was I any good then?
Yeah.
Was I really bad?
I question myself.
Do people think like that? Do you like it? In a work situation, do you ever like look back and go, was I good at that? Was that a good meeting? Did I do a good job?
I'm always thinking that because I'm just like, did I have enough input? You know, especially in those group settings and that, it's like, oh, I've got to talk now just to act like I've done something.
for sure.
You know, like I do have that internal.
I always give myself a ranking. I like to think of like, was that an A grade performance? Was it a B grade?
Everything's a game to you, isn't it?
Was it a B grade performance? Was it a C grade performance?
You had a meeting last week or whatever and you were like, oh, I think I was like B. You said B, but I think like... You're never really that. You just come out of the blue. You're never that really hard on yourself without me even asking.
Yeah.
You were just like, hey,
I just didn't think I did a good job. I had a stinker, yeah. It's like
no connection. Couldn't really
make it. No, it was more like your golf game, like the four putt from in close. Like I was trying to think of a few things to say and had a few jokes up my sleeve and they sort of just
you're bumming your way through jokes,
you know. You know when you like stumble through a sentence?
You've done that a few times.
And then everyone sort of looks at you and is like, oh, you can't finish it now because you may as well just say, well, it doesn't matter now because I fumbled it.
Yeah. You gave me the ball and I dropped it.
All right. Well anyway.
It was bad.
If you haven't checked out Connor Archibald, go and
you know what I've been calling him?
What?
Connor Archibald for like a year. I'm going, yeah, we've got Connor Archibald coming on the pod. He's like, now look it up.
We found the eye. The eye is us.
Yeah.
Anyway, go and check it out. He's been in the news absolutely everywhere. Tracksuit are doing big things. And if you haven't heard about him yet, you've been sleeping under a rock.
Yeah. Go check him out. Measure brand. Measure all that good stuff. Yeah. How was your week? What'd you do? Just follow us around.
Just followed you guys around. Just been... Matilda's been... Bit of hard work. We're just potty training. We're doing a good job though.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've had a few nights of just like, it's just been full on.
She loves turtle, doesn't she? Yeah. She misses turtle.
She does.
Every time she sees me, she seems really happy.
She was.
It's like, help me. Can I live with you? I said, no, Matilda. No, Matilda.
It's just, she requires a lot of attention.
Yeah.
When people ask, what have you been doing?
Yeah. I've been babysitting.
I've just been, not babysitting, I've been parenting.
Yeah. Very different. Well, same thing. It's looking after your kid.
I don't do anything else.
Yeah.
It's like if I'm not with you or we're not doing some work stuff.
You could be up at Coles buying some chicken or something like that. Or you're at home watching Bluey or playing Chasey.
Yeah, doing something.
Out the back.
It's not like,
picking flowers.
That's it. It's not that exciting.
Well, I think like...
It's exciting, but not that exciting.
You found your perfect sidekick for your shell collecting though.
We actually went to the beach last week and we collected some shells.
Yeah.
That was pretty cute.
You've got your own personal shell collector.
Yeah, but I have to hold all the shit ones that she finds. So you're like the broken ones now. I'm like, oh no, we probably don't keep those.
Is that what you say? You're a snob. You're a shell snob.
I was like, let's find some better ones. But have you got some thank yous to get into today or what?
Okay. Yeah, we do. Your mum's one of them, KHicks101. Thank you very much. Give her a follow. Keep up to date with the Hickses. They're doing some good stuff, aren't they? M Ford. Michael Ford, he's one, didn't make the list, but I don't mind it. We should just mention it. Smoking a drive 200 plus off the first tee.
There you go.
That was me, honestly, when I played with Mish in the morning. Before you rocked up, I hit two straight down the middle. Like, not down the middle, but they drawed, and then one was a slice, the next one.
Yeah.
And then you rocked up. And then, honestly, I couldn't even, I was all right off the tee, but I was struggling. But those two, I was just
You're
like.
Quick to blame clubs, me, others, everyone besides yourself.
It wasn't my fault.
Mate,
you're the kiss of death.
Go and have a look in the mirror. I reckon.
Rocked up and I'm like, go have a skeleton.
Go have a stern conversation with the man in the mirror.
Who else have we got to thank here? We've got to thank Bolt Blue Constructions.
Thank you so much.
He didn't make the list this week, so
tried your best though.
He had Kelsey versus the coach.
Oh yeah,
I just
enough Travis Kelsey.
Yeah,
we talked.
Are you out, Travis?
Yeah, I liked it.
Did you like the Super Bowl and that?
Yeah,
not a bad finish.
I liked it
for a pretty average game.
Most watched all time. I just think, who cares a little bit?
Yes, a little bit. Who's the quarterback? Mahomes. He's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a nerd.
Is he? Talented nerd.
Talented nerd.
Is that what people would say about you? Fuck, he's a bit of a nerd.
Talented.
Kind of talented.
I think talented.
Shows potential.
Talented.
Very raw.
Talented is definitely a word that gets used to describe me.
Hey, Mikey Foden, we've already done your suggestion, so sorry, mate.
So thanks for nothing, Mikey.
AR Dixon, you didn't make the list this week either. EVE, you didn't make the list this week. Sorbet Weather has made it. He's always in. Dylan Caton, thank you very much. You made the list. Josh Lange, I think I said that wrong again. He's going to hit me up again. Silent Retreats made the list. And it's second on the list. I don't know why.
Well done.
There you go. A little insight. And Tom Paydusis, he's back, he said.
He's back.
And that's it. So let's just get into it, huh? Yes?
Please.
All right, number one on the list, drinking on flights. Hot or not?
Not hot. No. What kind of, like, you mean alcoholic drinking?
Yeah.
No, not for me.
No.
Just hydrate.
Did you ever
up.
Do it?
No.
I've never done that either.
I'm not really like a...
I don't really want to get pissed on a plane.
That sounds shit.
Yeah.
I'm not really into getting that pissed at the moment.
Maybe getting real high on the plane.
Yeah, like getting through for the... Oh, just... Getting through the flight.
Sleeping it out. Yeah.
Yeah, but just... I don't know. I like being hydrated. I wouldn't mind having like a...
Powerade.
Yeah, something like that on the plane.
But don't bring your open water bottle on the plane.
You know, you're
not allowed to bring open stuff, eh?
You are.
Are you?
Yeah, you are. You made me throw out my water bottle that time.
No, you're not. I promise you, you're not. Because that guy was sneaking it. Remember that time he was doing it over the thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. He done that. And you were like, oh, we could have done that.
We could have done ours too. I don't think drinking on the floor. I think it's a bit 90s.
Yeah. Because you could smoke and shit on the flight too back then, couldn't you? No. Early 90s and that.
I don't think so.
Surely.
No, I don't think so. I think
you smoke everywhere. Like inside and stuff.
I don't think on planes though, because people were like, hey, you're going to blow the aircraft up.
Yeah, just open the window.
Smoke. It would have been pretty harsh.
You would have liked smoking on planes.
No, back in the day when it was
like a blunt.
When everything was just like just very, very smell like tobacco everywhere. Stink of smoke.
Yeah.
Harsh.
Everything was had that foggy look about it when you walked into like the pokey.
It stinks, doesn't it?
It's not a very good
smell.
You
don't really see it much anymore. Like it's rare to see people smoking.
And you can really smell it straight away. That's why everyone vapes.
There's been a lot of those tobacco stations getting bombed and blown up. And
really?
Yeah, haven't you seen it in the news?
No.
There's some sort of like underground gang wars thing going on. And there's been like...
Not our favourite, the tobacco station.
There's so many tobacco stations getting blown up, bro. They've been targeted attacks.
Who owns the tobacco?
I'm not sure. That's the thing.
Hell's Angels or something?
And what else do they sell? Or is it just tobacco? Well,
they actually sell... remember that one in Torquay? I don't know if they're still around.
They sold
I was just like, gifts. Yeah, just some papers. And then they're just like, oh, do you want some tobacco? From the third drawer or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, you shouldn't be selling that, should you?
That's the thing. Illegal tobacco. It's a big trade.
Is it?
I think people still must smoke at home or something.
How much? How many Aussies are at home smoking cigarettes? What are the percentage?
I think a lot more than you think.
Older people?
You just can't get it. Maybe it's older people. I don't know.
I reckon it has to be. Like younger people just vaping it up, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Give me them flavours.
I don't really like the vape.
I don't really either. But you can see why people would be addicted, eh?
Because it's something to do.
Well, and it tastes just different. It's like the shisha. I like the shisha.
Yeah, yeah.
Without the tobacco in it.
Yeah, I get it.
That shit gives me head spin straight
I don't really understand the vape, though.
No.
Just don't get it. I don't get why people like doing something. I get it for the flavour or something. Like it's like.
Do you get head spins if you ever have a cigarette? No.
No.
No. See, as soon as there's tobacco in anything, I feel like I'm going to pass out.
Yeah, I just don't understand why people like to do something. It's like non-alc. It's like non-alc beer to me.
Yeah,
vaping and non-alc beer, they're in the same
vape
category.
Vape gives you the effect, though. It's like an addictive chemical.
It's the nicotine, I get it. It makes you... What does nicotine do, though? Not much.
I don't know. Maybe it just takes the edge off. Yeah. I feel like... And to be honest, I was always jealous of people working in offices and that smoked. Because I felt like they got five breaks a day, they're out there.
Not as much anymore. There used to be a bunch, I reckon when I worked at Telstra, you could go and stand in the
actual smoke
thing.
Breaks.
There's the actual smoke breaks and you could see like everyone was smoking the certain same spot and it'd just be like the most amount of disgusting cigarette butts piled up on the floor. These people like standing on them and it's just like rank.
What are the menthol ones?
They just taste a bit different. Taste a bit like mint.
Yeah.
That's it.
Just smoke a vape, bro. Come on, being an adult.
I don't know.
I'm going to say drinking on flights not hot. What are you saying?
I'm saying not hot.
All right, next on the list, silent retreats. I don't think you could do this.
Not for me.
No.
I can understand why people want to go and have some peacefulness.
You wouldn't mind a silent retreat at your house sometimes.
Yeah. I used to work with a dude who went on a silent retreat. He was Buddhist, I think.
Yeah.
And he went to go and he did a certain amount of days where... you had to sit for a certain period of time and sort of you're in different stretches for an extended period of time. And I really liked him.
Mm.
He was such a nice guy. And I felt like he was like a real calming presence. And he talked through what he did. And it was like a 10-day retreat where they didn't talk. They did this stretching and they had to do, I think it was like 24 hours of one sort of pose they had to do. So like sitting.
Couldn't move for a whole day.
Yeah, like sitting cross-legged sort of thing.
What do they do to take a shit or something?
I think there's more about like they're not eating, not drinking. It's a full detox of what they're doing. So I don't know if they have to get up and take a shit. I'm assuming that's allowed. I'm not saying they shit themselves, but it's like
those Indians who keep their arm up in the air for like 15
and their
years.
Arm's stuck.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't cut my nails for 30 years.
Yeah, I don't understand. It's a long time of silence.
Yeah, I feel like I'd go.
What are you trying to hear? You know what I mean? What are you trying to hear?
I just think it's calming. It's actually like putting yourself, it's like a cold shower. You're like putting yourself in that situation where you can't talk. You can't, the only thing that you can do is think.
I think a lot of people think they're Batman. You know, I think Batman had a lot of weight on his shoulders. You know, he was trying to save the world. He had a lot of problems. He was trying to figure out. He actually had a lot of responsibility. There's a lot of people out there going on silent.
You're a Sparky, mate.
That's what I'm saying, hey? You got everyone's got their job, their things to do, but let's not pretend like you're going on these silent retreats and doing your ice baths to solve world hunger. You know what I mean? You're not that important. Your problems aren't that bad. It's all good.
For surgeons and that, is that okay?
I reckon that'd be all right. Yeah. You got a big surgery. You got a big surgery coming up. You're figuring out how you save a life. Go and sit in your thoughts in silence from that for a bit.
What about people who work in data rooms?
I don't know. But it's all relative. I'm not taking away from anyone's problems. But I'm just saying.
You don't deserve that cold shower. You don't deserve that sauna.
This ice bath, breathing, breath work, silent retreat culture that's going on at the moment. It's too much.
I reckon some people need it though. You know, I think it's a good thing because it forces that crap on people.
Yeah, yeah.
And I shouldn't say crap. It's good. I like it.
I'm not saying it's not good. It's just, it's not it.
Don't let it be your full personality.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be. Yeah, it doesn't have to be you, your identity. I do 3 hours of journaling, ice baths and breath work. And then I have my black coffee.
And then it's 7 a.m.
It's 7 a.m. and I journal a bit more.
I thought you were going to say jerk off.
No, journal. They love to journal. Yeah. Run out of pages.
But people writing their stuff down to solve their problems. It's like thinking out loud. Yeah. That's how they get through.
Go and action them. Go and action them.
But maybe they do after they write it down.
I reckon there's too many hours dedicated to journaling, not enough hours dedicated
and
to actioning.
And that surprises me because you're a planner. You're someone who plans for the plan.
Yeah, I like
you know
plan.
You're a planner, and like journaling, I feel like is a mental plan for people.
Sounds like a very like a waterfall project management style. Hey, I'm going to think about every single scenario of all time without talking to any customers or seeing any feedback. And
who are the customers?
I'm going to build this perfect plan about how I'm going to execute this thing, and then I'm going to start ticking it off one by one, very slowly, one task a day, and see why aren't I getting any progress?
Are your family and friends the customers?
I think that's what it is in this.
Just
this
get
case.
Some feedback.
Silent.
Get some feedback. So you're saying no?
I'm going to say not hot.
No, I'm going to say hot.
This fad at the moment, it's
just the people trying to be healthy. It's disgusting.
It's grime, my gears. They're not. It's disgusting.
I think it's because you've just had a kid, yeah? Well, not just. You've had a kid. And it's just like there's no way like in your reality where you'd have enough time to do all that sort of stuff. Remember so you feel like when you have responsibilities, it changes.
Remember someone who they shared that routine with the tongue?
Oh, yeah,
5 a.m. tongue scraping or something into some ice baths. And I was like, what is...
Yeah, you clearly don't have a kid.
We're on different
ways. But people might find the time though, because that's what they prioritise.
That's what their life is, you know what I mean? All good.
I feel like a silent retreat might help you out.
I don't think so.
Because you're used to being the talker.
If a silent retreat could mean that I can talk and in the...
Yeah, you're talking to the silent people.
Or it's more just like I could have a bubble where inside my bubble people can talk.
Yeah.
If I allow them in.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But everyone outside has to be silenced.
Yeah.
That's good. That sounds
pretty good. Sound like your life now anyway, doesn't it?
A little bit sometimes.
I'm going to say hot. All right, next on the list, ticket scalping. Hot or not? Have you done it?
Nah.
No.
You like it?
I've never been that like desperate. Planned ahead or rich where I'm like, hey, I'm going to buy like 6 tickets and scalp them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, hey, I'm going to get 6 tickets to Taylor Swift.
It's funny when you hear those stories when people like get stooged.
Oh, I feel like it happens all the time now.
What, people waiting outside or fake tickets?
Fake tickets and shit. Because of Photoshop and shit. I reckon it happens more than you think.
I reckon it's a bit of a... People who do spend the time to do that, it's a bit the same.
They buy all the tickets. They'll buy 10 tickets.
It's a bit the same as the people who go on the silent retreats a little bit.
Get fucked.
It's just a little bit. Yeah. What are you doing? Just
Spend some time doing more productive things.
There's other things going on in the world. Hey, you can go and... If you like the concert, go to the concert.
Yeah.
Don't try and stooge people
and
then do your ice bath afterwards. These are the same people who are journaling and that. You know what they're doing? They're going, oh, I'm going to think about how to do this and I might just get 6. And then they have to journal a bit because they feel guilty about ripping people off after doing the ticket scalping. Hey, just scam less people. You have to do less journaling.
That's funny. But I feel if there's no tickets available for a concert and the only way you can is from a scalper and you're desperate, people do desperate things to see their favourite artists. And I don't mind that because then you get to see them. You might, you know, get charged an extra thing. But you do have that option. It's just a scumbag way to live. It's like being a ticket inspector.
I'd reckon not hot. Because I'm not going out of my way.
I'm trying to make a case.
I'm not going out of my way to buy tickets.
No. Except for the Robbie Hip Show. Huh?
If I've missed it, no, I'll go see something.
Who would you go see? Actually, remember when you wanted to go see No Name and then just forgot it was on that night?
Because Mishy come home.
Yeah.
He come back home and then I realised, I was like, fuck, it's the only thing I've ever really bought tickets for.
Yeah, and just didn't go.
And I didn't go.
And you love No Name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually pretty disappointed about that, but I was happy to see Mish, you know, things you do.
Well, you're trying to think of a positive in a bad situation.
I was like, what am I going to do? Should I try to sell them? Or I was like, nah, I'll just...
Scalp them. Do I scalp them?
I was like, that sounds like a lot of effort.
Yeah.
I'll just not go.
Yeah.
Just burn the money in my hand.
Yeah, fair enough. I used to do some work at Future Entertainment to get for the tickets and that, and anyone who wanted to go for free, I'd always get people on board, like, hey, you want to summer days, future or whatever, come work, like put up some fences and do that sort of shit. So I thought that's a nice way to get some tickets by actually putting in some work.
Yeah.
I like that.
Hard work, mate.
Very hard work.
It's good. Then. It's something that you're known for.
Hey, next on the list, the enhanced games.
Can you explain what this
well,
is?
Well, to be honest, I just saw James Magnussen saying that if he can break the 50-meter freestyle record, he'll be juiced to the gills or whatever. And I think it's a $1 million prize. So I don't know who's like funding this thing or whatever, but apparently it's a thing because two people have come in and suggested it this week. And James Magnussen's copping heat from the Australian public, saying he should be ashamed of himself and blah, blah, blah. But
Aussie Olympian confirmed for steroid games. News.com.au.
I don't mind this.
Australian Olympic swimmer James Magnussen in shock enhanced games move. Australia's two-time Olympian James has been confirmed as the first known athlete to compete in the proposed steroid-driven enhanced games for a $1 million prize. The brainchild of Australian Aaron D'Souza, a lawyer and businessman raised in Melbourne, the Olympics on steroids boasts that athletes will dope out in the open and honestly. There you go. Official X account for the games has been confirmed for his participation. For breaking the 50-meter swimming, were more details to come. There you go.
I feel like this is something I could prepare
for. He didn't say the actual words juiced
up to the gills.
Juiced to the gills, which I don't mind that because he's swimming.
Yeah.
That's funny.
People don't like it when people are funny though, are they?
It's going to tarnish a lot of stuff, but you see everything else in the world at the moment.
He's not competing in the actual Olympics anymore, so whatever.
Yeah, he's allowed to
do
whatever.
It's a big prize. People think they just make money for the rest of their lives by doing nothing. They got to work and make money.
He can win $1 million.
Yeah.
He may as well just juice up and have a heart attack.
He's probably juicing anyway. I might as well just swim and get money.
There's a lot of athletes that do on the juice.
Oh, what about all the runners?
I'll give you a hot tip. There's a lot of local footy players out there.
Oh, they're juiced.
Juiced up.
Do you reckon drug test the EDFL?
Way more. You'd get way more people. And you'd go on drug test.
And you'd ruin their lives, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. But I'd say 35% of local footballers.
The big juiced up.
Would fail drug tests.
Yeah.
On a weekly basis.
Yeah. For steroids.
For just...
I think 70% for everything.
Steroids or just the clean, was it clenbuterol or a bunch of the other stuff where everyone pretends like they're not doing stuff. And then there's...
They've done a cycle.
Yeah, they've done a few cycles and I'm clean. Hey, man, you've done a few cycles. You're clean today, but you cycled it up. Get off the bike.
Well, you can take a little bit and then stop, yeah? Is that what people are doing?
Yeah.
And then sort of getting that boost and then just staying there?
Yeah.
Is that the plan for most people? They don't really stay on it.
Can't stay on it. It's not a thing that you have for...
Did you honestly ever think about doing it?
When I was like 20, I thought, I was like, maybe I should. But I just always...
Bulk up.
But I just didn't think I'd need it.
And was it syringes or just powder?
Back then it was still syringes. People would have
inject.
That's
insane.
Now you got tablets.
Have you ever seen people do that? Like inject up?
I've seen people inject the thing. I've seen all the vials and I've seen...
Really?
Yeah, It's steroids is common. That's common insane.
But no one calls it steroids. They'll call it whatever the drug is, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So then it's like, well, you're not saying steroids. It's just like their medicine.
Yeah, growth hormone.
Yeah,
or
hey, I was taking this growth hormone.
Human growth hormone or some shit like that. But it makes their face all fucked up.
Oh,
they get the big jaws. They get the big heads.
You're running a risk,
and sometimes they get that crazy back acne and all those. It's just, I reckon there's...
Is it worth it?
And the roid rage. And a little
peck. And your dick shrinks, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little pecker.
Does it actually shrink? Did it shrink?
I think your balls shrink, not your...
That could be a good thing for me.
Why?
Make it look bigger.
Yeah, I don't think so. To me, there was always too many other things where it's like, I don't really... What am I going to do this for?
Yeah.
It doesn't make me taller.
Well, you're 5'5".
Doesn't make me taller, does it?
But you would take growth hormones for that though, wouldn't you? If it was to put a few inches on.
Not really.
You would though, I reckon. Back in the day, you would have done it. Yeah, you're very comfortable with yourself. But back in the day,
I would have been very happy to be at least
a few inches everywhere.
I think 6'2", and I'd be the king.
I'd be the king in an alternative reality.
Imagine me coming out of the forward line at 6'2".
You wouldn't be that agile. You wouldn't be that quick.
I would be.
I don't reckon.
I would be.
You'd break down pretty easy, I reckon.
No, I don't think so.
Some people's bodies can't handle it.
Mine can't handle being 5'9" at the moment. I can't break.
Can't even twist, can you?
Nah, I've lost the plot.
But mentally, you're there. Physically, you're not.
Yeah.
Which is the sad part.
Which is the sad. I want to play. I'm ready.
Because normally, you're physically very, very there.
Yeah. But anyway, disappointing.
I'm going to say the enhanced game's hot. I want to see these freaks fly.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see how hard they can actually go.
All right, let's go. Next one.
What did you say?
Not hot.
All right. Ordering the usual. I don't know.
I like this.
Yeah.
I'm a man of routine.
Yeah.
I love getting, like, if I go somewhere I like something,
yeah,
I'd happily have it again and again and again and again and again.
Yeah. Is there any place where you don't do that, where you like to mix it up?
Not really.
If there's a new thing on the menu.
If there's a place that I go all the time.
Like Hungry Jack's.
Yeah, but not really. I'm not saying Hungry Jack's. More like if I go to like Don Don's.
Yeah.
I'm getting a chicken curry.
Yeah.
I'm not getting a tofu thing. I'm not getting I like the teriyaki chicken, but I'm getting the chicken curry.
Mm.
That's what I'm getting.
I like that. Safe.
It's not just safe. It's like I like.
You look forward to
it. I like familiar.
Yeah. Like I'm going here to eat this.
Yeah, this particular thing. Like I'm not.
See, I have those places, but then I'm guilty of just ordering shit off the menu where it's just like not that good, but I want to try it. And then I get...
Have one bite, push it away, and then regret it.
Yeah. There's nothing happens a lot on my table.
Nothing worse than regretting an order, I reckon, when you've gone out for food.
You're looking at other ones, someone else's plate you like.
That's why I like familiar's good. Like I like Old Palmer's all the time.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's like I could try different things, but truly
I've got a few usuals though. Calamari, Palmer. Maybe a few other, no, that's
it. Fish and chips, maybe.
Fish and chips, really, yeah.
See, I usually just get Palmer. And burgers, I'm always disappointed.
You're never a burger guy, though, are you?
No, because I just think, fuck.
Remember when you got that bean burger? You were so flat. That was the flattest order you've ever had.
I ordered the wrong thing, man. I ordered the wrong thing.
One bean burger. The guy was like, are you sure? No,
it was the wrong one.
I actually wanted the chicken one.
I didn't realize it was a bean burger. And it was just horrible. I thought it sounded good. It was like a veggie thing. I was like, that sounds like, but it was not. I like beans too, but not that.
Baked beans.
But I think that like when you order a burger out at like a pub and that.
It's never that good, is it?
You're paying like $32.50 for a burger. And
just go to grill. Fries.
But even not even going to grill, bro. Like
Hungry Jack's.
$2.50 barbecue cheeseburger, Hungry Jack's.
Carl's satisfied. Singer, $3 double three, cheeseburger.
Satisfied. I'm not paying $32.50 for a shit burger. It's sloppy and like it's crap. Yeah. I'll get a Palmer.
Yeah.
That's way better.
Well, I think about the safety of the kitchen too. What do you think that they'd be able to make?
They're not known for that. It's hard to be known for a good burger.
You know what? Did you ever go to George's Fish and Chips on Killer Road?
Yeah.
And they done the Palmer's there?
Yeah.
I didn't. Palmer I was like, Pack's. Yeah, and I was like, bucks. Palmer Pack's crazy. I was like, they're a fish and chip shop, but they're known for their Palmer's.
Yeah, it's interesting.
All right. Next on the list, sniffing. Hot or not?
It's rank.
Huh?
I hate when I hear people sniff. Like, yeah, it's... Oh.
You don't like it?
It's an ick for me.
Really?
Yeah. Like sniffing and senses. Slobbering and
sniff.
Yeah, but not in public too much. Because that means that you like...
Do you sniff your undies before you put them on?
Never.
Never? Just to make sure?
Cleans, mate. Clean all the time.
Yeah. You reverse them, I've heard. You reverse them.
That's you. You're
it's not me, mate. You got reversible undies. Sometimes when you get the skitties, you just change them over.
Not at all.
When you get a bit scared.
To be honest, that's one thing I'm very proud of is that I'm...
Not a sniffer.
I'm a hygienic person. I'm hygienic, mate. You can try and pretend like I'm not.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say you're super sterile. I'd say Mishy's super sterile. And then he was telling me that Cal's even worse.
Yeah.
Like a hospital, like at the house, you know? I wouldn't say you're like that level, but you're not messy or anything.
No. There's different levels.
Yeah. I wouldn't call you a clean freak.
No, but with germs
but you're,
and
stuff. Yeah. You don't like having dirty hands, do you?
You wash
them straight away.
For sure. Right.
Next on the list, love letters. Hot or not? You ever sent a love letter? Ever received them? I've received plenty back in the day.
Sometimes sharing vulnerability and saying how you feel is nice. Not always.
It's like journaling, but giving it to someone.
Yeah, that's if you were journaling and you were going back to the first thing, doing your silent retreats and decided to write a few letters.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You know,
intentional.
Productive. Yeah. You know, less about you, more about someone else.
Yeah. This is how I feel.
Fucking journaling. You know?
No, but don't avoid. Love letters.
I think love letters are hot.
Yeah. Have you ever sent one?
Not for a while. Maybe I should write one. Maybe Valentine's Day, should have got the notepad and pen out.
The quill.
Every now and again, I'll write a nice note in the card to M for a birthday or whatever. Our anniversary is coming up next week, so I may as well
Go karting.
I'll send her a love letter.
Jumping G. I reckon love letter. Love easy. Letter. Hey, cheap.
Cheap as, yeah. Cheap. Perfect.
Just feelings, vulnerability.
Yeah.
But it's cheap.
Put it, I'll use it.
You can be authentic when you're poor. Okay. It's easy.
You use the back of a Savoy carton, huh?
Nah, Eton.
Eton. I'm going to say hot.
Yeah, hot. Just let us know your feelings. All good. All right, next on the list, holding grudges. Hot or not? You like holding them grudges? I think time heals.
Time does heal.
So I feel like you can be pissed off with someone and then a couple of years later, you're just like, maybe 10 years later, you're just like, yeah, no.
I care about a lot less in life now.
Yeah.
Like, if you had to hold on. No, always.
I forgive, not forget.
Yeah.
Isn't that the saying?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think you have to be aware. Like, if someone... If you've been bitten in the leg by a dog, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not to walk up there and pat the dog
after
just bit you. You know what I mean? They have to be smart about this. Yeah. But you also can't let it ruin your life.
Yeah.
You got to do your own life.
And you can't say, I hate that dog. I walked up to that dog and I didn't learn my lesson.
Again. Yeah, or I've lived my life around that dog. Hey, it's all good.
Yeah.
Dog doesn't remember you.
Yeah.
You know?
It's one dog. There's millions of dogs.
That's how I think a little bit. I'm going to say not hot. On this one, but it's a hard thing not to do.
Yeah. Hold them for a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Hold them for a little bit. Let it sink in. Let it sink
There's
in.
There's got to be some meaning in life, you know what I mean?
I like that. I'll agree with you there. All right, next on the list, shorts in winter. I love it. I feel like my legs don't get that cold. When I'm really cold, it's like my upper body. It's like my fucking arms, my head. If I got a pair of shoes on and socks on, it's all good. Shorts all the way. People often look at me like I'm crazy sometimes because I wear shorts, but I love it. I like getting the pins out. It's probably my best asset at the moment. So any chance I can get to get the brown babies out, I will.
Honestly, I'm a big fan too. I agree completely. Mm. Like, I like the feeling of actually having cold wind go up the shorts a little bit.
Especially when you don't wear undies, huh?
Nah, but
and
if you're like...
Pecker's turtleneck and...
If I'm wrapped up and I've got enough like layers up top, I've got a beanie on, I've got... T-shirt, a long sleeve, a jumper.
Mm.
I'm cozy as.
Yeah.
A little bit of the cold on the legs.
Sometimes
harsh.
Pants is too much. Yeah. I feel like I'm in a hot box.
I do like the freedom of shorts. I really appreciate the freedom
and
of shorts.
And like you can move. I feel like you can range of movement.
Range of movement. Pants, very constrictive.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say I agree.
Snap pants.
Hot.
Snap pants are hot. And shorts in winter, hot as. All right, last on the list, statistics. Did I even say statistics?
I feel like you like stats, you know? Come footy.
I'm not a stats man.
Come footy season though, you're looking at the stats. You're seeing who's getting touches.
Yeah.
Who's kicking goals, who's having handballs and marks. And you read a few articles and you're absorbing them.
Stats, I think, prove what you're saying or prove what you're trying to do. So I think anything in life, if you have statistics, I can't even say it.
Yeah.
Stats. To back it up, I feel like it's a good thing. You love stats.
As a kid, I used to count my stats. Did you count your stats playing footy?
Well, it's easy for you when you can count on one hand,
What, in the first 5 minutes?
I never counted my stats when I played. Like, as you know how some people counted how many touches they had throughout the whole game?
Mum would count my stats too.
Gee,
I'd count my own and then she'd come and then we'd figure out how many.
So you count them. That's very self-absorbed, I reckon.
I need to figure out how I was going each quarter. Where were my goals kicked? Where was I playing well? In what quarters? Yeah.
Really?
I was obsessed, bro.
I think you should be... Shouldn't you be thinking about the team?
How I could impact the team, yeah, for sure.
But like, so if you hadn't got a stat in the first quarter...
I knew I'd be playing badly.
Yeah, clearly. I don't think you have to count to know that. But I mean, like, can't you just go off feeling that? And you go, I didn't have much impact there or didn't, you know...
Yeah, there's a difference between stats and impact. Not all stats are equal. If I have two handballs in a quarter, it's not that good a quarter. You know what I mean? Like
two... Ripper handballs to set it up and you blocked your...
Not really. It's not like... Let's be real.
But counting your stats, so you're one who counted everything?
All the time. As a kid, all the time, yeah. I knew exactly.
As a kid, but then did you stop?
I don't play sport anymore.
No, but when you're like AFL, so you're playing for Richmond, were you counting your stats?
I knew I'd had a certain amount of touches.
I had seven at half time.
Yeah, like not that many. I was going, fuck, I hope the ball comes down the 50 this quarter.
I always felt that if you didn't get a touch early, I was like, I need to get a touch. Because if you go a quarter without touching the ball... You're feeling a bit like you're playing catch up.
But as a forward, I've had many quarters like that.
Because it's out of your control.
Because you sometimes, especially when I've played in bad teams,
mm.
when you have 10 goals kicked on you in a quarter,
mm.
the other team, and you're sitting near the other, you're sitting in the forward pocket going, we've had two inside 50s for the quarter.
What about coaching? Do you think, like, would you be a coach to sit on the sidelines and look at the stats all the time?
Not all the time, but you'd understand.
Use it as a guide.
Hey, how many like points off turnovers? How many tackles? How many tackles, all that sort of stuff. Stats are great.
Yeah.
I think stats are very, very hot.
They can't get hotter. And you know what else can't get hotter? Us. We're on fire at the moment. The guests are banging. Next week's going to be good. I've just been loving it lately. We've got good episodes coming up. So you've got to stay tuned. You've got to subscribe. So I reckon a lot of people here, they listen, but they don't click that thing that says subscribe.
You get the notifications. You'll see who pops up and you'll see what guests we have coming out. But yeah, and a few more big... Belter guest. Start of the year really, really strong guest-wise.
Mm.
I like that.
Yeah, it's like we've come out here, made 100 straight up, haven't we? Feels good.
It's like you're playing golf. Made 100 straight up.
Oh, 110 actually. I wish it was 100. Anyway, yeah. Thank you very much. Another good episode. Hope you enjoyed it.
Have a good weekend. It's been weather's out, sun's out. If you hopefully you didn't get hit by those crazy storms where you had the power outage.
Which is weird.
We woke up and was like,
everyone's like, craziest storm.
Gorgeous. Oh, but we're looking outside now. It's Friday. Sun is absolutely, well, it's Thursday today, but the next few days looking like the weather's meant to be right. So get out there and do something fun.